situation. Look what he's got himself into. In the midst of all this face confusion, he thinks they're right to make a substitution. Whilst in his head it's all part of an illusion.
Welcome everybody to the Arsenal Premier League. You look heartbroken, son. Absolutely heartbroken. You've just dropped your toothpick down there, whatever it is, sir. So, brand new season of the Arsenal Premier League podcast on V2 Football Podcast, sportsnetwork.com.uk, .org, .ask Jeeves. And we're back out for the new season. Can you believe it? Recommissioned, new studio, Al. New studio, sea views.
Coming from a new location.
Brand new location.
With sea views.
Sea views, margaritas in hand. And yeah, plenty of football obviously we'll talk about. But quick catch up, what have you been doing over the summer, son? You know, busy? Been busy?
No, not really.
No? Quiet as a son. Quiet. It's been hot, isn't it, Al?
Oh, hot. Oh, Jesus Christ. I have moved house.
You have moved house, sir.
I have, and my word, it was a fucking struggle.
In this weather?
Oh,
in this weather,
Jesus
sir.
Christ, they melted. Yep. My testicles literally melted to my thighs. I have no testicles. I'm like a merman.
Speaking of which, funny you should bring it up, testicles, because I yesterday morning, I went to, can be a bit embarrassing, but it's best to talk about these things. A lot of men have these problems. To, you know, what do you call it, like an early pre-ejaculation clinic, you know? We laughing at, we laugh.
Don't tell me you arrived too early, did
he? Well, it turns out it's next week.
Next week. Didn't I tell you that joke?
Might have, son, you might have. But yes, so I've been down busy, you've been moving. I've been decking. Basically, we've just been sweating our tits off for 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, of course, we watched the World Cup.
Watched the World Cup, as you do. You've got to be done, innit?
What a lovely World Cup it was.
Yeah. It was a
beautiful
good one.
World
it was
Cup.
A good one. Very much enjoyed it. Good one for the football fans, that was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a lovely World Cup.
Ah, yeah. And all the talk about the trouble in Russia, weren't a peep, was it?
No.
Nothing, really. So it went off great. Fair dues. So next one in Qatar for Christmas.
Yeah, that should be fun. Christmas time. I'm gonna throw my Christmas schedule all out of fucking
all out the whack, isn't it? Yeah. When you know, when do they go? It's just
if they have it, they've been investigating, haven't they? For bribery or something.
Oh, not again! Again, come about again, is it? Panorama be on the case. Yeah.
Luther will be there, son, and Stacey Dooley. Oh. They'll all be there.
They'll all be there, causing trouble.
Robin Cook
causing trouble.
Reggie Yates, he does it as well, doesn't he?
Does he?
Reggie Yates does his own documentary shit.
No.
Yeah.
The kids presenter.
Yeah, it's not. It's all right. It's not as good as Stacey Dooley, right?
She does that, a kids presenter. Yeah. They used to do Top of the Pops and stuff.
Yeah, Reggie Yates, yeah. Rastamos.
Rastamos.
Yeah. Oh, God. You looking for some cheese, man? Oh, Rastamos, man. Somebody stole me cheese. What are we going to do? No problem, man. We'll go and find it.
It's like it's, on now. It's like it's on, like I'm watching it now.
Boy!
I tell you what I didn't tell you, Al, is my little summer job I had on the farm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I done so well, after, I think it was 2 weeks, they gave me a promotion. Promoted me to the CIEIO.
Do you know, I tell you what, son, it would be brilliant to tell any jokes if you didn't laugh before the
punchline. No, I know what's coming, son. I know it's funny.
Bye!
So, new season, new show, new theme tune as well, of course.
That's a good song. That was a brilliant theme tune.
Brilliant theme tune.
Fucking, I don't know what it was.
You don't know, you haven't heard it, son. You don't get involved in this stuff.
No, do I don't. Yeah, I've heard it. Rats, innit?
Yes, from the band Rats. That
Ghost.
Come in.
Huh? Rats.
Rats.
Ghost, by Ghost, the Swedish metal band.
No.
Oh.
No, no. The band is called Rats.
All right.
So get on Facebook or Instagram, get a search for Rats, the new singer, The Weeknd, which you heard a snippet there. We'll play in full after. And, of course, on your usual iTunes,
sorry,
Spotify.
The band is called Rats and the song is called?
Weeknd.
Weeknd. Now, I have heard it. You sent it to me a couple weeks back.
I did, indeed.
And I did really like it.
You did.
It reminded me of early Ocean Colour scene.
Yes, there is that about it, yeah.
Got a bit of Libertines as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, funny, sure, if you look out for them, because I think they're supporting Libertines, or they have supported them recently. But, yeah, get on there.
They're sponsoring our football team, aren't they? Libertines.
Are they really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But, I'm obviously Ocean Cult's my favourite band all the time.
Yeah,
So, yeah, it was quite good. I quite liked that.
It was a good little song, obviously.
I should buy the EP if they release it.
Well, obviously you can, you know, this day and age, you can download it at the moment. Obviously they're going to see where it goes, but on the usual Spotify's and iTunes, all the usual gigs where you can download and stream it. So look out for that, and obviously you can hear the full single after we talk a bit of bullshit now, as we usually do.
Yeah.
Bye! But we'll start with the first game to kick us off for the Premier League, which was the Friday night, Under the Lights, Friday night kick.
Oh my God, I watched it and it was boring.
Non-uniform day for Sky as usual on a Friday.
Jesus Christ.
And it was 2-1 to Manchester United to finish. Pogba with an early penalty. Luke Shaw!
Tell him shit, it was Luke Shaw scored.
With his first ever league goal for anyone.
Yeah.
For anyone in 130 odd games, whatever it is, 140 odd games.
I can't believe he's played so many games.
Just can't believe he played so many games. Yeah. Not without scoring, just played so many games. Well, you know, two seasons at Southampton, he was a regular, wasn't he? And then, however long he's been at Man United now, two games a season. but yes, he got his first goal. Vardy pulled one back for Leicester. But like you said, I won't. Same old Man United, really. Not great to watch.
It's not fun to watch, is it? I was watching, I was like, oh, God. I was on the phone most of the time, as well.
We discussed before, if you're a Man United fan, you know, there was all this belief when Mourinho took over, and I think, if I was a Man United fan, I'd be chuffed Mourinho's there.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't got someone like Pep or whatever, you think, great, Mourinho, you know, he's been the best in the world for 15 years. You know, but you'd just look for their results, you wouldn't watch them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to watch them every week.
If you're a Man United fan, I don't know, I wouldn't watch it. But you win in, that's the important thing.
Exactly, so
it
you've got to...
No matter how you win in, it's just not really enjoyable.
No, that's right. I mean, there was patches where they looked... You know, they still played similar to last season, but they moved the ball a bit quicker in certain patches and going forward a little bit more, a bit more intent. But it's still very similar to the style last year, so...
Debut, finally your debut. He's been at that club for years and years now, Fred the Red,
he
finally got a debut. He has number 17.
Yes, he got on the pitch.
He's like Sean Bean in When Saturday comes. He's finally there. He's made of the big time. Fergie didn't like him, did he? That's why
he never gave a chance.
He's got a life contract, so that's why he's always been there.
Fergie never even put him on a bench. Fergie didn't he? Didn't like him at all.
So, Mourinho took a gamble. Fred the Red.
One of the reasons Moyes went, really, because he was going to start him. And Edward Woodward got hold of that. And his name, I don't know. Something Woodward, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Edward Woodward?
Not Clyde Woodward.
No.
Not Edward Woodward.
Isn't it?
No. Ed Woodward.
Ed Woodward? Why has he got four D's in his name?
Don't know.
Otherwise we call Iwawoo. Come on now, Al. It's an old one.
Edward Woodward's the actor, man.
Yeah, Equaliser, son.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Watched that on my birthday.
Did you?
Yeah, my birthday was shit.
Mine was fucking terrible, Al.
Oh, I know. I had a really bad birthday. The day was shit. And at the end, the old baller changed. She said, we'll watch Wicker Man.
Oh.
She said, let's watch Wicker Man. I'd never seen it. I know it's one of your favourite films. And I go, this could save the fucking day.
This could save the day. Yeah.
And it did.
Oh, good.
I wanted to watch the theatrical cut followed by the director's cut, then the final cut, which right. I have
got them all.
I've got all of them. I am a massive fan of the film.
Yeah.
Robert Hardy,
Nicolas Cage.
No, not that fucking shite. Cheeky bastard. Shoot fucking mouth out. Christopher Lee, Wicker Man. Fucking Nicolas Cage.
But yeah,
that man hasn't made a decent film since Con Air.
Good film, man, like that. It's a good bang holiday film, man, isn't it?
Oh, brilliant, Connor.
You know?
Rock and Connor. Oh.
Ah, it rocks a good one. Like
now, I tell you, I was going to watch Match of the Day last night, but I didn't, okay?
No.
Because I was flicking through movie channels, and what was just started, before Match of the Day just started, Roadhouse.
No!
I
What channel was that on? What channel was that on?
It was on one of the channels.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, okay, I'm with you, son.
One of the movie channels.
Don't give nothing away.
Yeah, one of the movie channels. I think it was Sky Cinema.
Sky Cinema Swayze or something.
Yeah. It was funny enough, I was watching it, but I love this one. To Wong Fu's. Have you ever seen it? When Patrick Swayze's
Why wouldn't I like it?
No, because you don't like stuff like that. Wesley Snipes is in there.
Yeah, I know, he's dancing on top of the bus and stuff like that, isn't he?
Ah, it's Priscilla Queen's Desert.
Oh, right. Anyway, I've seen that. I watched it when it was on the premiere years ago on Skype, son. Thank you very much.
So, I was thinking...
What
do
you accuse me of? I don't know.
Wong Fu, thanks. Thanks for everything. Julie Newmar was on. So I was like, oh, I've got to watch this. I've got a DVD. Patrick Swayze. I like Swayze. And then flicked over then, after I finished. Match of the Day was about to start, and I flicked back in to see what film was starting. Roadhouse, Double Swayze.
Like,
fuck Match of the Day. I'm watching Swayze.
Double Swayze, Double Deuce. Got to be done, innit?
Oh, it's fucking brilliant.
You can't not watch it if it's on.
No, it's a rule, isn't it?
Got to. Absolutely. But what were we going? Yeah, back to Man United. Pogba with a penalty. And when Pogba scores, Man United win all 11 games he's done it with now. So.
Pong. Yeah, 19 steps to talk him to score that penalty.
Oh, come on now.
Fucking flower of red trotting, isn't he?
And, you know, you know, when you see him, you want him to miss, don't you?
Yeah.
When you do him shit like that, you do so want him to miss. But, and, of course, against Kasper, the friendly goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Who was penalty specialist in the World Cup.
He
always got a chance with this, but...
He went the right way, he's just a little bit too away from him.
Yeah, well taken penalty, in fairness.
I like to see Kasper at a bigger club.
Well, it was talking about Chelsea, wasn't it?
It's a shame they didn't sign him.
They've signed a different keeper now, haven't they?
Yeah.
I see what I did there. Yeah. Mourinho.
Was it $77 million for a kipper?
Yeah.
No, my dad used to work as a fishmonger.
Yeah.
Alright. And he could have got Chelsea a good deal.
Yeah, on the kippers.
On kippers,
could have got tons of them for that.
Not for $77 million. He could have saved. They probably saved like 76.5 million.
And he could have had him smoked.
Yeah, smoked.
They've missed out there, yeah. You know what I mean? London prices they're paying. See, that's the difference, isn't it?
That's ridiculous.
It's London prices, isn't it? And there's Pogba with a good record there, but Mourinho as well, unbeaten in all the 18 opening EPL games he's played. I think it's like 17 wins, one draw, something like that. Anyway, didn't pay much attention to it. But because we missed a lot of the transfer market, I will quickly go through a couple of players that both teams have bought. Obviously, you said Man United got Fred.
Well, they didn't sign him. They've had him there for ages.
He's been there for ages. Diego Dalot, the young right-back. Whether he's going to play much this season, it'd be hard to tell, really. And Lee Grant, a backup goalkeeper. You know what I mean? I know he had a good... Where was he?
Forest. Somebody was injured, wasn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, he's experienced and, you know, a tidy goalkeeper. But he's going there as a third. Now, don't get me wrong, if you play at whatever age, you know, a Man United can call in, you're going to go there. Whether you think you play or not, don't it?
Same with Rob Green at Chelsea.
Well, exactly, he's not going to play, he's just going there for that English quota sort of thing, isn't it? Well, you know, it's just a waste, and why not, you know, have one of their youngsters?
Well, they sold Sam Johnson, didn't they, to West Brom?
Yeah, he's 24, 25 now, isn't he? So he does need first team football. But they must have someone there, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, a goalkeeper. You know, English if they need it, if that's their quota.
Yeah.
You know, to sit on the bench each and every week and train with the first team and get more experience with them, rather than bringing someone like that, who, like we said, wherever he was before, I can't quite remember, you know, was doing well, having a good season, in good form, and could carry on playing first team football. I don't like that.
This is your...
Romero.
He's injured, isn't he?
He's injured, is he? Yeah.
So, you know, it could be a possibility. He could start cup games.
A cup game, yeah, but one or two, wouldn't it? Yeah, you know what I mean? When still, Romero...
as a player, you think, oh, I actually play for Man United, and I actually started...
Oh, no, oh, yeah. Don't blame him.
Liverpool top of the league.
Liverpool top of the league, 4 goals plus on a goal difference. Don't blame him for going there. It's just a case of... They could have given a young English... goalkeeper, surely they got around their club a chance to intermix with the first team and get more experience, you know what I mean? So it's a bit disappointing, but a couple of transfers for Leicester. Johnny Evans, good experience at the centre back there.
Yeah, 3.5 million.
Yeah, he would have been good at any of the top clubs.
Surprised he went there. James Marsden.
Madison from Norwich,
20 million.
good player, like, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's played for Norwich, eh? So
won't
talk too much about him. Gazelle, or whatever, however you pronounce it, Mahrez's replacement.
Yeah, another 20 million, wasn't
it? Now, that's a bit amateurish, really. When I know he's a decent player, but basically they've just thought, well, we've got rid of Mahrez, an Algerian winger, striker.
Yeah.
We'll go and buy another one and see. Hopefully it's going to be, you know, it'll work out the same. You know what I mean? It's the sort of thing you do on a computer game, really, sometimes, isn't it? But, you know, they got a Danny Ward they brought in as well. Now, that's a strange one for me.
Yeah, they spent £12.5 million on Danny Ward.
On someone they're going to...
As a backup goalkeeper.
A backup goalkeeper. When they let, what's his name, Ben Hammer go on a free... So Huddersfield, is it, did he go?
Yes, Saturday, isn't he?
Yeah. So, obviously, if Hammer's going to be promised first-team football, then Hammer's going to go, obviously. But, like you said...
That's a bit weird.
For a backup keeper? Yeah. Unless they really thought Casper was going to go Chelsea or somewhere else.
No, Danny Ward's a terrific keeper.
Yeah, very good, very good. You know, and it'd be nice to see him go to a club where he start every week and see what he could do, you know what I mean? Because he might, you know, so... but yeah, just and obviously the Pereira, the winger midfielder sort of thing as well. So they spent quite a bit of money. Leicester, didn't they, really? And there is rumours. There was a rumour today as well that he's got basically two games to save his job. Bobby Martinez and Thierry Henry being lined up.
So what stupid that is! It's started.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? It's just. It's like they've just, you know, put a name in a hat and said, right, we'll pick him, right, we'll put pressure on him, he's got two games to save his job. Yeah. You know, it's pathetic, absolutely pathetic. But yeah, so that's that first game done as Dustin. And obviously, as we're on transfers there, we'll hear from the famous Bullshit Brothers. What, how you doing? Bill here, Bill's away, taking the kids to Alicante. So let me catch up with some of the European news we got for you. Now, like a Belgian chocolate, this one could taste bitter for Chelsea fans as the Galacticos of Madrid look to put together a £200 million package to prize their prize fighter away, Eden Hazard. Now, we know the German saints of Paris love to chuck their cash about, but they're only dipping their toes in with these deals rather than the usual belly flop into the transfer market. Jerome Boateng and Ousmane Dembele look set for a try before you buy a loan move to the French capital. What else you got, Billy, I hear you cry? Well, let me tell you. Back to Madrid as a mini miracle. Back to Madrid as a merry-go-round could be ready to get moving as the best player from the World Cup, Luka Modric, starts up his Mini Cooper for a potential Italian job at Inter Milan, which in turn could convince Real to move for the Lily Whites of North London star player, Christian Eriksen. Finally, onto the only goalkeeper in world football not to change clubs this summer. It is, of course, the Gooner, David Ospina, who is soon to be a goner. His move to Besiktas is in doubt after his visit to Gallipoli was ruined by the lack of Wi-Fi signal. But talks continue. See you next time. Well, there we are. Oh, Bill's away there, huh? Hope he's having a nice time.
Is he out, can't they?
Hot out there, though, isn't it? They warned him to stay indoors.
Oh, he's like a leather, isn't he?
Oh, he's like a leather man. He's not like a leather man. He is indeed. He is indeed out. But yeah, we get on to one of the more exciting games yesterday, and it was on the Sky, the afternoon or the evening kickoffs, so we see. And you predicted the score to this, Al?
I predicted the score to this while watching live football at the Liberty Stadium.
We were indeed, we went to watch Swansea.
What did we say at the end of the last podcast? We said, well, we'll probably get to see Swansea play next season.
And we were there.
We get tickets.
First home game, we had tickets.
We were there against Preston North End.
Preston North End, watching Swansea. Hold on to 1-0 victory.
Oh my God, it was boring.
It wasn't a great game,
Jesus.
Was it?
Second half, I was struggling to keep my eyes open.
It was.
I was fucking...
It wasn't great football for me.
I was
me
looking at the clock, I'm like, oh, fucking hurry up, I want to go.
It wasn't great, was it? But yes, while we were there, we were looking at the fixtures and we spotted this one. Wolves, Everton, the evening kickoff. And straight away, Alex said, I fancy a Desmond, they said. And it was Desmond 2-2. It was Kieran Richarlison, with two goals for Everton. Scores with his first two shots on target as well for Everton there. So, you know, nice 100% record. Don't know if he had any more shots. But Neves with that belting free kick, Al.
Ooh,
absolutely
yes.
Beautiful.
I was close to putting it in my dream team.
He was as well, but he didn't.
I put Diego Jota instead.
Beautiful. And that free kick as well meant he had, I think, 7 goals from outside the box he's scored since the start of last season, which is the most out of anyone in the top 4 leagues, in England.
Uh-huh.
In England, so there we are. And it was Raul Jimenez, Portuguese on loan from
Portugal.
Yeah. Beautiful header, though. Good header.
Wolverhampton, the Portugal of England.
They are, aren't they? The Algarves. Oh. It's been moved from talking to Wolverhampton.
It's lovely, yeah, in Algarves. We come here every summer.
But
the missus.
Phil Jagiel was sent off.
Not far from Birmingham, so we go out to see the ball room as well. Going to canals, everything is great.
There we go.
Sometimes I go out with my mates and I say, do you want to come back to our house?
Well, how did you get there then? Did you go on a slough tonight?
No, taxi.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Phil Jagiel got sent off.
Why would you go on a slough train?
No.
What's going to piggy fast train?
You want to go on a fast train? Do you want to go on a slow train? Phil Jagielka sent off anyway. Everton were fully in control and 1-0 up when he was sent off.
Do you think any of these Portuguese players in Wolverhampton now will pick up?
Do you think?
The little accents.
Well, who was it? It was a bit of few, wasn't it? Jan Mulvey Liverpool, wasn't he? He was just turned a scouser.
Gianfranco Zola.
Yeah.
A bit of Cockney. It's like that.
Yap Stan went a bit Manchester, yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? He's
it's like. What's his name? Shola Abi Obi. He's got a full on Jody accent, he has.
Is he?
Well, it's like that Paul Whitehouse sketch, isn't it? We did it with Harry Enfield. Remember the. Foreign player Giorgio.
All of a sudden,
he's like, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Like that.
Over the season.
I don't do Italian, Ash. And he said, put out the back of the net, and
yeah,
it's
going to
be like that, isn't it?
Over every show, what he got to do. Yeah, it was very good, then. But yeah, Everton were fully in control. Jagielka got sent off, Wolves come back into
it. What do you think? Sending off straight red?
Yeah, it had to be really.
Yeah,
was
eye. Wrong,
was, yeah, dangerous play as well, you know. So he had to go, really. But like I said, Everton were in control, so it was a bit kicking the teeth for them, really.
Kicking the teeth.
But like I said, Wolves, they come back well. It was almost like they didn't know what to do against 10 men for quite a period.
Yeah, they struggled, didn't they?
Yeah, so. But once they got going, got hold of the ball again, second half especially, obviously, Neves had that goal. But then they went 2-1 down then and come back again with that. Yeah, I mean, it's a really good goal. Neves with the assist as well. Looks like he could be taken to the Premiership like a duck. Premiership? You still call it a Premiership, can we?
It's
the Premier League.
Premiership?
I know, I think he's got to call it the Premier League now.
Why?
Remember, it was only the
Premiership.
The Barclays Premiership, wasn't it? Or the Carlin Premiership, wasn't it? It's for the sponsorship, I think, wasn't it? I think it's just the FA Premier League now, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, good point for Wolves in their first game.
Yeah, I tell you what, they're going to be a good team. Top 10.
Yeah, anyway.
It's time to adjust, but they got too much of great talent there.
Yeah, they've got some good players there.
Oh,
8 to 10.
God.
Like you say, we'll go through quickly a few of their players as well. They bought.
We have to have our predictions as well, so.
Oh yeah, we'll do that again.
We were right last season, weren't we?
We were spot on, weren't we? But obviously they Bowley, they've signed, or they had him on loan last season, didn't they? Jimenez, we've got the goal, Raul Patricio. The goalkeeper, of course, good experience signing that.
Yeah, well, they've got a compensation and a...
We agreed on yesterday, this one, João Moutinho, at 5-6 million, an absolute steal.
Yes,
absolute steal.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Oh, so much talent, experience, like the third most capped Portuguese of all time, or something
that's
like that.
Well, they only paid 5 million for him.
That's absolutely fantastic business. And he's one of them players who can just run any game, whatever league, whatever competition he's in. If he's on form and gets the ball enough, he'll run the show without a doubt. He's more than capable of doing it in the Premier League. De Donker, they scored, signed, not scored, the Belgium guy. And one from your team, Al Middlesbrough, Adama Traore.
Yeah!
18 mil.
18 mil, yeah. Hey, if you want a player who can run and run, and can't pass he's your man.
He's the man.
I don't mind losing him because we've got 18 million.
I think that is terrific for Middlesbrough. We're getting 18 million for him.
He's fast, you know, he's quicker than a hiccup.
He can't do nothing.
But he can't pass. He can't score.
No, absolutely fantastic deal for you, I think. 18 million for that.
18 million.
Great stuff. And obviously Everton busy in the transfer market as well.
Oof, Jesus. Oh, didn't they sign?
Oh, Jesus. Barcelona B team, they got. Richarlison obviously got the two goals.
50 million, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, 35 could rise to 50. Lucas Digne, the left-back, who Leighton Baines' successor down the line, somewhere along this season they're going to change, and he'll be first team. Yari Mina, the Colombian centre-back, Andre Gomez, Barcelona midfielder, of course, Kurt Zouma, decent signing for them when they need some young legs at centre-backs, especially if Jagielka getting sent off, and Bernard, the Brazilian winger.
Bernard.
Be a good signing, I really fancy him to do well at Premiership.
Free.
On a free. Really, I said he'd do well at a top club. Tottenham or someone could have had him easily, you know, Chelsea, Tottenham, he'd have fitted in there. I think he'll be a real hit of this season when he gets going.
Everton will do well this season under Marco Silva as well.
I think they will. I think they would have won yesterday if they didn't have the man sent off. I think they would have won yesterday. Even though Wolves did have got quality players in Neves who can make a lot of things happen. I think Everton would have been too strong for them. And I think once they get going, you know, because they've got one, two, there's, you know, six new signings there. So once they all, you know, get to know each other a bit better, a couple of months or so, well and truly think they're going to be top 8, top 7 easy. They should be anyway, with the quality of signers they've brought in there as well. Boy! Very excited about the new series that's coming up on the Arsenal Premier League podcast, Al. The Revamped. Here's a little preview of the titles of the Revamped Quantum Leap.
Theorizing a wanted stay injury-free within his own lifetime, Jack Wilshere stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator and vanished. He woke to find himself trapped in IKEA, faced his soft furniture that weren't his own, and driven by the unknown force to change his injury history for the better. His only guide on this journey is Arsene, an observer from his own time, who appears in the form of a Hemsley coffee table that only Jack can see. And so Jack Wilshere finds himself leaping from IKEA to IKEA, striving to put right what's once went wrong, and hoping each time is his next leap will be the leap home. Oh boy!
Ooh, that sounds exciting, Al.
Yeah, they're going that direction. I heard a couple of years back they were going to bring it back, but it's a female.
Is it?
Lead. Yeah.
Well, they've gone down this route, Dal, of Jack Wilshere. So
everything's being remade now. The fucking was started now in September. Magnum PI.
Is it?
New.
Who is it?
Jay Hernandez.
Don't know who that is.
Mexican actress.
Is it?
Actress, actor. Yeah, he plays Diablo in Suicide Squad. He's in a really good film called.
I'd have to see him. If I see him, I'd recognise him, obviously.
I think he was in Boston Blues as well.
Was it?
Don't quote me on that.
What's I won't.
He's in a really good film. Crazy Stupid Love. Really good film with Kirsten Dunst. Really good film. I can't remember what it's called now. Something Crazy, it's in the title.
I don't know. I'm not a film buff like you, Sam.
But yeah, Magnum.
They've been making a remake now.
We've got a Wi-Fi robot back, haven't we?
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
read this week American Gladiators could be coming back.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, nice. You stay up to that about 3 o'clock in the morning Saturday night.
Yes.
Watch. What was it? Get Stuffed. Do you remember that?
Get Stuffed. Yeah.
Before it was like a 5-minute thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like cooking thing. They were just chucking things in a bowl and chucking them about, weren't they?
As good as it was.
And that was on before it. If you could stay up late enough. Good times.
So yeah, Quantum Leap back
and exclusive to the Asher now.
We paid some money for that.
Ooh, so the rights for that.
We're competing with Netflix, aren't we?
Oh, we'll blow them out the water with that now.
Yeah.
No one's going to want to miss that.
I'm trying to get the rights to A&R for Hot Mum.
Oh, yeah. The remake, is it?
Yeah, Sean Dice is going to be executive producer.
Well, speaking of Sean Dice, Alice, it's funny you should mention it, Al.
Funny, isn't it?
It is, Al, because right now we've got a bit political. We've got a party political broadcast from Sean Dice and the Burnley EDL.
A party political broadcast?
I intend to provide strong leadership because I believe we need a leader, not an appeaser. I would rather my players die on their feet than live on their knees. You have to stand for what you believe in, and what we believe in is defence. We need a New England where everyone feels proud of our flag.
Right.
I know. We need a New England where everyone feels proud of our flag and recognise how important defending properly is. The reality is this is a war. The EPL are waging war on us. This has gone on for years and is nothing new. The whole time this goes on, the other clubs' leaders and managers want to attack more. They want to attack more! The Premier League is not up for reform or negotiation, so we have no other choice than to fight it and go against the grain of every other Premier League team and defend properly.
From Northampton.
Is he? Mm. I don't know what it sounds like. This is the Northampton, the same thing, isn't it? Now I'm single-handedly transforming English goalkeeping and defending and plan to complete... I'm single-handedly transforming English goalkeeping and defending and plan to complete the Burnley EDL long-term goal of attacking football with more defence.
Well, there we are. Old Dicey means business there.
Yeah.
Bringing defending back to the Premier League. Fantastic. Good to see.
Yeah.
Good to see. Don't know about some of his views seem a bit extremist, but,
Bye!
So we move on to the last featured game we're going to do.
Changing this now.
Changing the format now.
Yeah.
Mix it up, innit, Al?
It's not because we want to change it up. It's because we can't be bothered to do it.
Yeah, you've got to mix it up. You can't have the same, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're going to go in the back way. You've got to mix it up, you know?
The dirty box, son, in the dirty box.
Look at that. Anyway, and it was the game that kicked us off on Super Sunday. Liverpool against West Ham, the Amazon. And it was 4-0 to Liverpool.
Even though it was 4-0, West Ham would have a good season.
Yeah. Oh, they will. Salah, Mane with two. Fantastic for my dream team. I've had a hell of a weekend, Al, of my dream team. Flying high at the top of the league. And Daniel Sturridge with a goal.
I said to you yesterday, didn't I?
You said you were going to. You had him in and took him out, didn't you?
I took him out of my dream team because I fancy it was only 2 million.
We can't
I
do
think
it.
If he's going to stay fit this season, he's going to have a hell of a season.
We can't do it. I done it last season. I was like the Tinker Man last season, son. I was putting people in, people out before the season started, and I fucked myself up. I picked the team and I left it until Friday. After the transfer window on a Thursday. Left it before Friday. It was about 5 minutes before the Man United game kicked off, boom, I finalised my team and I was away. Top of the league, look at that. Season's over for you lot now. You're playing second, catch up now. Move. That's it. But anyway.
Joe Harting goal, sir.
Joe Harting goal. Get in there. Clean sheet today. But Mo Salah starts the season as he finished it. And it loves the game against West Ham, Al. 4 goals, 1 assist in the 3 games he's played against West Ham. Mane scores in the third consecutive opening top flight game for Liverpool. The first player to do it since the England man John Barnes between the 88 90 and 91, 92 seasons, Al. And same Liverpool, attacking football, playing well, scoring goals, creating chances. That front three, Salah, Mane, Firmino, Al. I know you're not a Liverpool fan, Al, but it just goes to show how well you think they're going to do when you put three or four of them in the old dream team.
I'll say it now. They'll finish second.
They'll finish second. You think, again? No, they were third last year. Man,
yeah,
second,
absolutely.
Right?
No doubt about it. You know, I don't want to say this.
No.
But they could possibly fucking win the damn thing this season or next.
They're going to be close. They're going to be very close. You would say, you know, the amount of goals they can score, the goals they're capable of, is fair enough. Now, defence, obviously the question mark.
They broke the transfer record for a goalkeeper by signing a woman, Alisson.
But they've done.
They went there twice.
But they've done what they needed to do, haven't they? They haven't.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen in the past, you know, for years, we had Arsene Wenger, and they said, oh, he needs a goalkeeper. You know, and it was said, you know, for a season, half a season with Liverpool, and they've gone out, they've seen the problem. They went out in January and bought, you know, got the world's most expensive defender, Van Dijk, who did make a difference towards the end of the season, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And now they've gone out and seen the other problem, the goalkeeping, and they've gone out and bought, bought the record.
This one doesn't suffer a concussion.
No. And they brought in a record for that. So if their defence stands firm and solid and tight.
Yep.
They're going to be very close to winning it, aren't they? Yeah. It's, you know, Man City.
More on that later with our predictions.
More of that
later. We have top four and bottom three.
Oh, yes, there we go. And West Ham, like you said, it's just, they will not be the only team to go to Anfield and get 3-4-0 put past them, without a doubt.
Man City went there last season. They had
exactly. So it's going to happen to many a team this season, the way Liverpool play. West Ham, a lot of new signings.
Felipe Anderson,
Carlos Sanchez.
Yes.
Jack Wilshere, of course, if he can find his way out of IKEA. Yarmolenko, Football Manager favourite for a lot. Fabianski from Swansea, of course.
Yeah, 7 million.
Nah, Lucas Perez from Arsenal, 4-5 million.
That's a good.
I think he can do well. I want to see him now because he never got a huge chance at Arsenal, and he can score goals.
Is he? Two seasons?
He was there for a season, played a bit part, didn't he? Yeah. And then he went out on loan last season, didn't he? Back to Spain. I think, he's got goals in him. It's just, and the players they've bought, Yarmolenko, Philip Anderson, Carl Sanchez, Wilshere, you know, they're creative players.
Yeah.
So whether it's him up front, whether it's Chicharito.
Chicharito, Charlie, what's wrong?
You know, the striker, whoever was playing, he was playing one or two, but they're going to get chances most games.
Yeah.
And he's more than capable of sticking a few away. It's just a case of they're going to need time. Obviously, the new manager, Pellegrini, need time for them players to settle in.
Much like Everton,
once them players are settled in and got to know each other, then they should, be flying, really, and creative as well.
Couple of sessions of paintballing, getting to know each other.
That's right.
Team building exercises.
Going on an army day out, don't it?
Yeah.
Under the nets and whatever, they love that. The football.
Krypton Factor Day.
Yeah, yes. Gordon Burns, isn't it?
Burns, yeah.
Gordon Burns. Welcome, Gordon
Banks, what England goalkeeper?
He'll be there. He'll be running it.
Presenting it.
You've got to run this obstacle course. Find my eye. Liverpool, of course, we said.
Yeah, take it out.
Alisson, the long-awaited arrival of Keita, the midfielder who started.
Fabinho
did play today. Fabinho didn't play today, and of course, Shaqiri.
Hope everyone is coming like that.
So decent business for Liverpool. Spent a lot of money, and like you said, they'll go far to challenge Man City. They'll go far in the cups again because they play attacking football, score plenty of goals. So, what we do, Al, now, before we just run through the rest of the results, whatever, it's time to play. We'll play the full song of, we've heard just a snippet in our theme tune. So, it's time for the full song, Weekend by the Rats.
It all started on a Sunday morning, and as the whistle blew
the day was dawning. Nobody understood the situation. Look what he's got himself into. In the midst of all his face confusion, he thinks it right to make a substitution. Whilst in his head it's all part of an illusion.
Heard from themselves now, well, so they can get on. They like the sound of that, as you said, a bit of Ocean Colour Scene, early Arctic Monkeys, maybe.
Early Ocean Colour Scene, early Arctic Monkeys, little bit of Libertine, and I would say very late Shaq Demus and Pliers.
Very late,
yeah. Very
late. When he went a very different direction, yeah. Yes, you're quite right there. I'll go along with that. But yes.
Tears me, baby. Tears I was gone through.
As you said, you can get on Facebook, search Rats, and their page will be there. Give it a like or whatever. On Instagram, the similar. And of course, go and look for the single if you like it on iTunes and Spotify and all your usual downloading streaming sites.
Are they on Amazon Music?
I would have thought so. Well, I've downloaded it on iTunes, on Apple Music, whatever you call it. So yes, get on that.
Is it double T?
No, R-A-T-S.
R-A-T-S. R-A-T-S.
But so, before we go on to our predictions, Al, we'll run through the rest of the results.
I know, I got ghost.
And the
Rats, Rat Boy,
Rats Weekend, Rats Weekend typing. Anyway,
Boomtown,
so
rats,
the other games.
Rat Boy.
I'm trying to talk here, son. Jesus. The early kickoff on a Saturday was Newcastle against Tottenham Hotspur. Of course, 2-1 to Newcastle.
Ah, 2-1. Yeah, they are.
Found them?
They're on Amazon Music Unlimited.
There we go.
I refuse to do
we'll it. Pay a bit extra for that, have you?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I pay $7.99 a month for Prime. Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to pay more for Unlimited.
No, you shouldn't. You're quite right. Now. Why would you?
Pay another $7.99.
What? Is that what it is?
Yeah, thanks.
Should be all in, shouldn't it? Should be all in. I think legally, Al, you're going to have to stop that, Els. but yeah, the early kickoff was Newcastle United at Tottenham. 2-1 winners for Tottenham. Jan Vertonghen put them one up. And Sjoerslu equalised for Newcastle. And Dele Alli, fresh from the corner shop, with a header for Tottenham. All the goals before 20 minutes. And Tottenham come away with a 2-1 victory. Start. Good two now. Anyway, we'll you can get our suit. You get our suit.
Blowing up the dust in the room where I forgot I'd made my pants in solid rock.
So how we got to Bournemouth, AFC Bournemouth against the battle here, son. What's that? Shaq of Demons of Bias?
No, Harry Connick Jr.
Oh!
GBT!
GBT!
I don't know what, son. I'm going on a record here, son.
Go on.
You know me, I'm a rock fan, metal fan.
You
I
are?
Love my heart heavy.
You are?
I fucking love JBT.
JBT,
yeah. Yeah, she, you know, his mate, Sheila goes out with her mate Stella. Gets poured all over a fella.
Well,
a lot of people say, "Oh, I bet you don't like JBT." Well, I'm gonna fucking slap him in the face, and I'm gonna say to him, "I love JBT."
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't me? Like what you like, don't you? What else? 3 o'clock kickoffs. Bournemouth 2, Cardiff 0.
Cardiff
0. Ryan Fraser with a goal in the first half. Callum Wilson with a 90th minute. Second goal to compound Cardiff's miseries on their debut in the Premier League. Second debut in the Premier League, we should say. Fulham against Crystal Palace. Boys, get the win away from home against Fulham. 100 million spent for Fulham.
He'll be on the show this year, this season.
He'll be around soon. Jeffrey Schlupp with a goal before half time for Man United, for Crystal Palace. And Willie Saha on the 80th minute gets a second for Crystal Palace. On to Huddersfield Town. And Ben Hara couldn't prevent Chelsea putting three past him. N'Golo Kante with his yearly goal. Jorginho from the penalty spot in the first half. And then Pedro adding a third again late on in the 80th minute. What else have we got? The other 3 o'clock was Watford against Brighton. And Hove Albion. Now they've had to. So Chesney, son. He's suing no one for playing that song, is he, son?
He wrote it.
Didn't he? Who wrote it?
Nick Kershaw.
Did he write it? Did he? No, I don't think so, Al. You telling me a riddle, son?
No, Nick Kershaw wrote the song.
All right.
There's a tree by a river and a.
So Watford beat two
Wouldn't
teams out.
Be good to be
Brightford and Hove Albion.
That's Nick Kershaw there.
That's a good one, son.
That's good.
Roberto Pereira.
I don't want your son go down on me. That's a good one.
Fair enough for it.
No, I won't let your son go down on me.
Well, that's good. He's taking a stand there, isn't
yeah.
he? That's good. That's what you want.
I won't let your son go. I think that's the words.
Trustworthy. He sounds trustworthy.
Is it that or I won't let your son go down?
I like him. Yeah. I like him. Roberto Pereira for two goals for Watford.
Oh, beautiful goal, first one.
Who beat...
Jesus, saw that one.
Albion.
Yeah.
He's a good player, him. He can score more goals if he's given a chance now, every week now.
He's been there a couple of seasons, hasn't he?
Yes, he's young, yeah. He's only young, man. I think he's South American from around there in the area.
Oh, yes, beautiful goal, that was.
But really good, technically good, and he's capable of a lot of goals, I think, if he's given a good run and has the support around him. Of course, then we're on to Sunday's game, and we said... Talk about Liverpool, Southampton, Burnley, 0-0. Sean Dyche, I'm sure they battled hard. And Arsenal against Man City was just not long finished now. 2-0 to Man City.
2-0.
Sterling and Bernardo Silva. And that's your school's roundup, Al.
Emery
out. Absolutely. Get him out. He's had his day. Let's have a go on the predictions, Al.
Right. Who are you going to have, sir?
What are we doing? What predictions are we going down again?
Top four, bottom three.
Top four, bottom three. Right. I'm going Liverpool to win it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Man United second. Yeah. I'm going to go Man United second, Man City third. Purely because I think, as good as they were at Man City last season, I don't think they can be as good as that. They were pretty much... apart from one or two games, Liverpool especially, which let them down, they were pretty much untouchable and perfect all season, most games. And I think they're going to struggle to do that again and do what, you know, the owners really want them to do, which is bring on the Champions League, which I think that's going to be
priority number one.
If it comes down to, you know, resting a few players for the Champions League or the Premier League, you know, to win the next game in Champions League or Premier League, I think they'll prioritise the Champions League a bit more this season. And maybe rest a few more key players. Obviously, I mean, you know, the players they got there anyway, even when you rest, they've still got quality to bring in. So that's why they're still going to be around about second or third. I'll have them third. I think Man United, I think Mourinho will concentrate on the league a lot more this season, because I think he's got his back up. He wants to prove himself again as a manager, and that's when he's out to prove himself. He's a dangerous entity for anyone about. Fourth, I think Tottenham are going to miss out just because of the quality of the side. I think Chelsea are going to have a good season. Sarri, you know, Hazard, should he stay, will be close to player of the year. I think Tottenham will just miss out on the top four. You know, not because, you know, people can say they haven't bought anyone. So, you know, it doesn't affect their first 11, but it's after that then. Every other, you know, look at all the other teams, Chelsea, Man City, Man United, Liverpool. They've all got fantastic squads now. Tottenham, you wouldn't say. Tottenham, maybe 14, 15 players they've got. Real, proper, you know, world-class players. After that, you know, they struggle. And like I said, they're in Champions League, you know, playing Saturday, Wednesday, or Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday. It'll catch up with them, I think,
aye,
with the quality in their squad. Going down, Cardiff are gone, bottom, and they haven't made enough quality. You know, near Warwick, yeah, there's always going to be fighting a team and whatever, but you need quality in this league. And then it's a tough one, then, Al. Huddersfield, I think, will struggle. Maybe Brighton as well, then. The two last season who come up. It's hard to judge Huddersfield, especially, like I said, they were playing a strong Chelsea team who wanted to impress their boss yesterday. I just don't see an amazing amount of goals in either side.
Well, that is my bottom three.
Yeah?
Cardiff, same. Huddersfield, Brighton, they all go down. Cardiff,
yeah.
Rock bottom.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Winning it will be Man City.
Going for them, eh?
Man City, Liverpool.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then Man United. I don't think
Man
United will have a good season.
So
I think Mourinho will be sacked.
That's what I was going to say. Would he be sacked before that, or would they finish fourth?
Before Christmas.
You think?
Yeah.
Or would he walk?
No, he'd be sacked.
Yeah, he would be sacked, would he? Yeah. He causes too much problems sometimes, I think. Well, there we are. So we both agree on that, the relegation.
Won't even be in the top five.
I just, it should be between them and Arsenal.
I think it'll be a surprise team in the top five.
Could be an Everton, a West Ham.
Everton or West Ham.
If they get going, Burnley.
Burnley, yeah.
Depends, are they going to take the Europa League series?
Surely they have to. Yeah.
They have to give it a go, don't they? The first time in it for years. They have to give it a real go, surely. But yeah, like you said, you know, they could be, you know, with Everton.
Who's the first manager to be sacked this season?
You would say Neil Warnock.
Yeah, Neil Warnock, definitely.
By November. Because they'll just take a risk and try and get someone in. Big Sam.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd go there.
He wouldn't have the money.
He wouldn't have the money to give to Big Sam to try and save them or turn around. I don't think he could. And he's clever enough to realise, you know, his reputation is, you know, he's never had someone go down, has he?
No.
With him. Which is a shame. I mean, you can pay people to do it now, so it's you know. But yeah, I think he'll be gone. Huddersfield, like I said, they're not going to get rid of Werner. The job he's done the last 2 years. They won't. And they won't be far out of it. You know, they're not going to be well away, you know, 10 points off safety. It'll come close the last few games.
Yeah.
But like I said, I just don't think they've got enough goals. Brighton the same. You wouldn't have thought they'd get rid of Chris Hughton as well, the job he's done.
Yeah, no.
So you would have thought something like that. You can't really see anyone. Claude Puel, obviously, the speculation is.
That's just stupid.
But, I mean, who was there this season? They finished 11th and then they finished 9th last season under him. Mm. Now, we know that section of the table is very close. A couple of points either way, and you're like, you know, you're finishing 14th, 15th, or you're finishing 9th or 10th. But still, he had to get the results. He got the, you know, he showed up the defence. They've given him money to spend.
Crazy Beautiful.
Crazy Beautiful. That's the film, is it, Sam? You got it? Have you got it?
Yes.
obviously, Watford manager's always at risk, whatever time of the year it is, isn't it? Abby Gracia.
So yeah. Surprise the captain, Watford.
Yes.
Yeah, so they don't like to change every season, do they?
It has to be. Although saying that, look at Fulham, 100 million spent. If they don't start well.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't remember his name. He's trying to buy Wembley as well, isn't he? They could easily go out and try and change managers.
Yeah.
Now that's somewhere Big Sam would go.
Fulham.
For half a season.
Yeah.
Get a bit of money, get a bit of retirement funds, and he could keep them up with the quality of players they've bought. You know what I mean? So other than that, I don't see, you know, Wolves, you wouldn't have thought, you'd think they'd keep faith, and they should do well
Wolves
anyway.
Wolves could be the surprise team as well.
Could finish fifth.
Could well be. I know it sounds stupid, but
they've got a lot of Portuguese players, so yeah. They should really integrate quite well.
Yeah.
Straight away, really. You know, that same nationality, you know, same language, you know, mixing together well, creating a good atmosphere. And they got a lot of, you know, although they're new Premiership players, they're unknown to a lot of Premiership players they're gonna play against.
And most of them played last season in the Championship.
Exactly.
So they know what the
English game's about. Yeah,
and
they're
up for
a fight.
And they played in the Championship. It's harder than the Premier.
Yeah. They got Neves, that quality. Now, everyone saw how good he was in the Championship.
Yeah.
But, you know, other Premier League teams, I mean, it's so all right seeing him like that. But when he comes up against you, you've got to try and handle that.
Yeah.
And they don't know yet. You know, until you've played against him once or twice, they've got to figure him out. Again, with Jimenez up front as well, you know.
Jimenez.
You know, he looked a handful up front. Good in the air. It's nice to have someone cross the ball. Nice to be seeing a head of goals go in. And he looks good in the air on the back of that goal yesterday. So, yeah, without a doubt, I think if they got going, they could surprise a lot of teams with the way they play and the different, you know, because a lot of players don't know how to play against these players yet. You know, we saw it last year with the Huddersfield, Brighton. You know what I mean? There's a lot of players there who Premiership defenders and whatever had never played against before.
Yeah.
So they didn't know how to deal with them. So that's, you know, they got a lot of good results. So it could well happen again, without a doubt. But yeah, then we've got the same three going down. Oh well.
Yeah.
What stuff's happening.
It's strange not seeing Swansea.
It is strange. We've said it every year for the last 3 years.
Yeah, they got it went down eventually.
Yeah, we've got it right eventually. But that is assassin.
Was it fucking yesterday? Was it £4.60 for a pint?
Oh,
£4.60!
£2.30 for our chocolate, I paid that.
£2.30 for that hot chocolate.
For that chocolate. Cadbury's cup, I bet it weren't Cadbury's inside. No chance, was it? But it was Nestle. Oh.
What was it? £2 for the wrestle.
Is that what it was?
For a wrestle, son.
£2.30 for a bovril.
Jesus.
Fucking bovril.
Oh, it went £2.30. Was it? £2.40 for a couple of bovril.
Was it?
Oof, gosh. And they didn't even give you the option of having the chicken one. I like the chicken one. The beef bovril, I find it too strong.
Too strong.
Yes. But it goes lovely in a bit of gravy, son.
Is it?
Yeah.
You like that, do you?
Chicken bovril, okay? Yeah. Get some chicken bovril. Put over some roast chicken. Before you roast your chicken, smother it.
Yeah, yeah.
Roast it. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, son.
I'll give it a go.
Always got bovril in the cupboard, son.
I'm always willing to give it a go, son.
I drink the chicken one. I use the...
Makes good lube as well.
Sticky, son. It's sticky. Huh? It's a bitch. It's a bitch trying to get it off your spoon.
Makes a good noise, son.
Now, bit of bovril in the bolognese sauce as well. That's a nice...
Oh, all the tips are coming out now.
Ooh!
I think that's us now. The end of the show.
Well, thank God.
There's nothing else, is there?
No, we haven't got guests this week, have we?
Guests this week. Everyone's double busy at the start of the season.
We haven't done a quiz.
We haven't. It will be back.
We're not doing a quiz, are we?
We're
fed up. We're losing all the time, didn't we?
Very good. Now, yes, that's right. Yeah.
Guess the player, no?
Guess the player, which we'll introduce next week or whenever we can. But yes, and that's for another week, for the first week of the Premier League season. We'll see you again next week. In the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.